Opinions expressed in commentary are not the views of WAVS Radio, its management or staff, or any advertiser. This is Commentary with Winston Barnes. Today we are continuing a series of commentaries about this radio station and its relationship with the community it serves, again giving reasons why it should not be taken for granted. Years ago, a veteran broadcast and newspaper journalist visited South Florida and asked him, what did our radio station sound like? His response was that it sounded like any radio station anywhere in the Caribbean. For me, who was trained in part by said journalist, who had Guyanese background but worked in radio and newspapers in Jamaica for decades, that was enough of a recommendation for what we have tried to do here since I joined in 1987. Even if it has to be articulated, this radio station offers listeners a reminder of home, as well as news and information about home countries in the English-speaking Caribbean. Even in our news, we try to air the voices of the people in the region where possible. But the community's good fortune lies in the fact that the owners, who were not around when the format started, have chosen to maintain the programming of this radio station. Another purpose WAVS serves is to offer a window, maybe even a door, into the culture of the region maybe potential listeners have no idea about. And while much of the content on air is Jamaican, there is a reason. For one, non-Jamaican businesses have openly said they won't advertise because the station is Jamaican. That has to change, though. When that is repeated, it pushes a narrative that is confirmed as long as non-Jamaican businesses won't advertise with us. I am Winston Barnes with Commentary.